As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, we all have watched the War of the Roses. We've all known divorces that are ugly. And you just cringe when you hear about the he said, she said stories. And the fighting and... it just makes you sick. It gives marriage a really bad name. But there is a solution. And she is the author, co-author of Taking the High Roads. And Peggy Cooper is with us. And she, along with her husband, Randy Cooper, are the co-founders and co-authors. And they are something called Certified Divorce Coaches. And so... Peggy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It is so nice to be here with you.
So, is it come to that point where we really do need a divorce coach?
You know, I got to tell you, getting divorced is not easy these days. You know, you're somebody gets served papers, right? And now they've got to deal with the stress, the emotional roller coaster that they're on. You have to be an expert at managing conflict, being an effective communicator, an excellent decision maker. I mean, because you're making decisions for the rest of your life.
Right.
And change and transition, and then be the best parent that you could be. I think you need a thinking partner in this.
I think you're right.
That's what a coach is.
So we're not talking about a lawyer, because that's a so totally separate.
Totally separate.
Okay.
Yep. So
Give us some examples of what the role of a divorce coach.
Well, I think the best way to describe the role of the divorce coach, so your client is here in the center, right? Your client is in the middle, is the hub, right, of the divorce. And if you could imagine going out from that client is a spoke, and at the end of one spoke is an attorney, important resource advisor. Another advisor might be a financial advisor, another spoke in this wheel. And then you've got perhaps a therapist or parenting professional, maybe a real estate professional. All these people are the advisors for your client, for this client. And standing right next to the client in the middle of this hub is the divorce coach. The divorce coach is their thinking partner and can help them get ready for those meetings, get their thoughts organized, get their finances organized, you know, just get all the information together that they need to have so that they can really come to the table as a really credible client.
And it sounds to me like this might even be a savings, because if you can figure out what you need with someone impartial and get that together before you go in with even your attorney, it would, I think it would probably make things a lot easier, smoother, and I could see how it would work.
When you walk into your attorney's office as a client and you've got all of your facts lined up and you might have them organized in a notebook and you hand it to your attorney is now ready to get down to the business of the lawyering that they have to do, of advising
you. Right.
But
I think
if you come in with your emotional story.
I was going to say, when you go in and you haven't even thought about it, first of all, you're paying an outrageous amount of money per hour. And secondly, you're scattered. You really need to have someone. And the lawyer doesn't have time nor the expertise to do what really needs to be done here. And that's the objective, because the lawyer is going to be looking for your best interest, but a coach is looking for both your best interests.
Right. And the attorney also, often they're very hesitant to interrupt the story, right? So a client comes in with this emotional story, and they think, oh, I got to listen to this whole thing. And it goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, there's this, you know, at the end of the day, if they've spent a lot of time listening to the client's story, and they now present the client with the bill, the client says, what did I get? I didn't get anything, right? So they don't even want to pay the bill. And so, you know, it's so helpful to the attorney if you can help a person think through what are the questions that they really want to ask? What do they need to have so they can go on and take the next step that they need to take?
Right. And so, Peggy, your book that you co-founded with your husband, Randall, is called, go ahead and give us the name of it.
Divorce, Taking the High Road, Simple Strategies for Creating a Healthy Divorce.
That's okay. And it makes sense, though. It does make sense.
So can I share with you what we have really, how we interpret the high road?
Yes, please do. And I have a question
really
about
useful.
What happens when you and your husband fight? When you're the owners of such a...
You know, it's really good us holding ourselves out as the people that train the coaches, because we have to be on our best behavior.
Yeah, I bet. All right, go ahead. Share with us the story, please.
So taking the high road, it's really an acronym, right? High and road. You know, four letters on each, you know, for each word. And so the first four letters are reminders about the inner responses you need to have. So the first one is to honor your best self, right? Honor who you are, your values, and have empathy and compassion for yourself. The second letter, I, is inner awareness. You know, what is it that makes you angry? What do you react to? What are your strengths? G is generous listening. So be curious, half of communication, two-thirds of communication is actually listening. So listen to what's going on with the other person. Listen to validate their feelings and use kind of neutral language. And H stands for hot button management. You've got to manage your own hot buttons and unhook yourself from them. You know, understand what triggers you. Okay, so that's high. Honor yourself, inner awareness, generous listening, hot button management. The next four are for the outer responses, right? The external responses, respect relationships, overcome obstacles, allow others what's important to them. You know, often we don't want to hear what the other person wants because we're afraid they'll think we agree with them, but you got to allow them what's important to them, and then develop new boundaries.
So as you're saying all of this, what you are trying to do is to get people to have a conversation that's not filled with emotion, that's going back to the core of who we are. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. We change, we grow. What's the biggest, tell me in your opinion of doing this work, what's the biggest reason people are splitting today? Is it financial or is it just growing apart?
Well, I think a lot of it is communication. You know, we just are not taught how to communicate well. You know, John Gottman said that there are four, he can tell in 15 minutes of listening to a couple talk whether or not they're going to get divorced. Is there criticism? Is there condescension? Is there contempt? Is there defensiveness? And is there stonewalling, right? Or if any of those things are present, he's pretty sure that the people are going to get divorced if that's the way, if those are the patterns that exist in their communication. So we got to be able to, you know, work. We got to be able to talk about our needs.
When does the communication go south, though? I mean, are you saying that it was never there to begin with?
Distractions
of the kids and the finances and the work and the life itself?
Well, there's always, so there's sort of a natural pattern that happens in relationships. You know, you kind of, you connect, right? Like it's an instant, like there's this magnetic attraction, lust, love, whatever you want to call it, right? And then you begin to see love is blind. You know, we see only what we want to see. And then we begin to see the cracks, right? We begin to see the things that aren't working.
Yeah.
And then those things get magnified by conflict. And if we can't communicate well in conflict, if we think conflict is something that you run away from, most people are conflict avoiders.
Yeah, and you're making tremendous sense. And the book, I strongly suggest Taking the High Road in Divorce, Simple Strategies for Creating a Healthy Divorce. The best website for more information?
CertifiedDivorceCoach.com.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And we will be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at Fine Natural Health Retailers.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's BIZVOD.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, if you ask someone, what are their biggest fears about getting older? And the biggest one that I don't want to become a burden. I don't want to have the ability to walk around and not know who I am, where I am. And it's a big problem. Over 500,000 people are diagnosed with dementia each year. And that robs them of their memory, their ability to plan, to communicate. I mean, think about it. It is a devastating problem. And joining us today is Dr. Ann Keeney. She has spent 25 years specializing in the needs of the elderly and end-of-life care, and it is all chronicled when her mother went through some difficult things and making tough decisions about end-of-care life in dementia. And it's nice to have you with us today, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, talk to us a little bit about, first of all, this piece that happens in so many elderly people. And we still are not sure why some will get dementia and others will not, do we?
No, we don't. Dementia is a bit of an umbrella term to describe several neurodegenerative diseases, the most common being Alzheimer's disease. But we do know that sometimes it can come from other conditions like vascular disease, similar to heart disease, but where it affects the brain, or Parkinson's disease sometimes can have a component when it affects the brain. But usually we don't know what causes all dementias or most, which would be under the umbrella of Alzheimer's. It's a long chronic disease. It frequently is upwards of 10 to 15 years that you can live with it. And you can live with dementia very well for many years. But there is a point where, as you've just described, you lose the ability to communicate well, to begin to lose your ability to walk, your ability to swallow. And I think that's when we start to die from dementia rather than live with it. It is a terminal disease. Not everyone sees it that way or hasn't historically because it's such a chronic disease. But much like cancers, it is a cause of death. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
And yet it's almost as though it's not a disease. It's like people don't want to think about it as a disease. And it's almost like the way we handle mental illness in this country. It's like if we could sweep it under the rug, we would.
Yes, there's still a big stigma around mental illnesses and dementia. In we used to not tell people they had cancer in the 1950s. We would hide it from them. As recently as 1992, there was an article that says, if someone has the diagnosis of dementia, should we tell them? So again, that's that. Just what you're saying, we're pretending it isn't real, that and we're not facing the realities of it. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's terrible. And yet, it really changes the family dynamics. And so, how do you know when this is happening? Because when you break your arm, you go to an orthopedic doctor, and they take an x-ray, and they look at the bones, and they look at what needs to be done, and or put a cast, or, you know, if there has to be surgery, whatever. And you get the diagnosis, and you get the treatment plan, and you get the physical therapy. Not so easy when you have dementia.
No, true. There's several reasons I think that we don't have good diagnoses. One is that the disease itself can take away the insight, not with everyone, but with some people. They don't see that they're having difficulty. And it's a fairly subtle beginning. It usually starts with some memory loss and higher functioning jobs, such as your banking. So families may notice that bills aren't paid or that they're paid twice. Someone's ability to do their investments may start to falter. They may give money away to people that they wouldn't have historically. So that's frequently when families notice, or when people begin to repeat the same story over and over. Unfortunately, not all primary care doctors are very well-educated in dementia. Only 30% of medical schools have geriatric curriculum in them. So, again, it's not necessarily the physician's fault. They have so many things to learn. But it is so common that I do think we're going to have to work on understanding dementia in the clinical office. Neurologists and geriatricians are the two areas that are well suited to diagnose this, and there are not enough geriatricians or neurologists to help. So there's movements in the country. Dementia Friendly America is one that are trying to take this out of the stigmatized state that it's in and start to work on educating families and individuals, because I don't think our healthcare system is ready for how.
Oh no, it doesn't sound like it. And most people think it's just about the brain, that it's just about forgetfulness, and so you are here to share with us. But no, it's much more than this, as you're saying.
Yes, in the early stages, the things you notice are just the memory. But in time, this is a neurodegenerative disorder. So it means neuro meaning brain or nerves, and degenerative meaning it's a progressively deteriorating process. So that in time, you go from not remembering things to not being able to function, not actually being able to do multiple step tasks. Not being able to cook successfully might be something that happens in the middle, not be able to bank successfully. But then in time, it actually takes your ability to walk, and that's why falls become such a large part of dementia, or not be able to swallow successfully, so that pneumonia is another common issue. You lose your ability to toilet successfully, so you're no longer able to control your bowels or your bladder.
Yes.
And so these things are the end stages, but not everyone acknowledges that we are going to progress to that state.
The other problem that we have is that we really don't understand how some of us are more susceptible to chemicals than others. Some of us, the diet has a huge effect of this, and so it's a very complicated, and I'm so glad you wrote your book and you're sharing this with us, and we need to become educated because it's very complicated, doctor. And for the best website and for your book, how can people find out more about you and dementia and the book?
Okay. The book is available on Amazon.com or the Johns Hopkins University Press website. I have a web page, annkennymd.com. Ann is A-N-N-E, Kenny is K-E-N-N-Y, that has some articles on dementia, living with dementia. As far as things like diet...
We've got to run. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank
we'll
you
be right
me.
Back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Sole Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Sole technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Is your garden plagued with ruined roses, terrible tomatoes, bummed out bonsai, or just pooped out plants? Well, now there's help from Japan's most popular natural plant vitalizer. HB101 will greatly increase the vigor of bedding plants, vegetables, fruits, potted plants, bonsai, and lawns. HB101 is not a plant food, but a plant extract additive that can be used in combination with any organic fertilizer for stronger, healthier, and more productive plants. To place your order, go to our website at gardenamerica.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
Take me out to the well, I don't know. If you don't know what's going on in baseball, you're really living under a rock, because it has been one of the most exciting times. It really has been. We have the Boston Red Sox, hometown favorite of Frankie Boyer's, I have to be honest. They won 108 games in their regular season. They have won 4 games on the road, including 2 at Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Said it couldn't be done. And 2 at the Astros home field, where they won the American League championship. And now they go on Tuesday night, where a little rain, they will be competing with the Dodgers. And joining us today is Craig Lanier, and his book is called This Was Never About Basketball. And by the way, he has been a sports aficionado for many years. He's also a mentor in journalism and helps students at the CSUN's Journalism Alumni Association organization. And we're so thrilled he's back with us again. And he is a passionate, lifelong opponent of the instant replay in sports, which I think we would have, I don't know where would we be without the instant replay, but that's for another story. So let's talk about, let's go to the baseball game, Craig. Where are the Dodgers in connection with the Red Sox? And the Dodgers won a very 3-3 between the Brewers. So it was not an easy 1-2-3, you know, it was a tough fight, but they did win in the end. They won the 7th game. And what are their chances against the Red Sox, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, I'm guessing that you weren't calling me to talk about what it's like to have LeBron in a Laker uniform, so we'll put that aside for now.
Well, boy, what a contentious night that was, huh?
Yeah, a lot of punches thrown, a little bit embarrassing.
A lot of punches thrown, yeah. It's going to be an interesting basketball season, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, but there's a lot on the plate right now. The Dodgers have a lot of great pitching, and they led the National League in home runs, and they're pretty solid in the field. So the formula is pretty basic. They're not trying to move runners over too much. They're just trying to put themselves in a position to win and muscle some balls out of the park, and that's what they've been doing, 92 wins this year.
As opposed to 108 with the Red Sox. Just saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Who do you think is – I think it's going to go down to the wire, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Oddsmakers are saying Boston has the edge, and certainly playing 4 games at home plays into that.
But you know what it is? It's their spirit. It's an indefatigable spirit. It's that can-do spirit. And we've got a first-time coach, first time in the big leagues. This young, he just turned 43.
And a former Dodger player as well.
Player, former bench coach for the Astros, and passionate about what happened in Puerto Rico, bringing all kinds of wonderful efforts with the Red Sox and filling up planes with all kinds of goods to bring to his homeland after Maria. And so, you know, this young coach you know, people here are scratching their heads. They want to find fault with him, but he's a likable kind of guy. And the team likes him. They like him.
Big fan favorite here in L.A. and very socially responsible individual.
Alex Carrera, he's just fabulous. Fabulous young man. Fabulous, fabulous guy. Okay, so that being said, there is something about this spirit. Because let's face it, our pitching really sucks. I mean, come on. It has just been, if it were not for the offense, we would not be where we are today.
Well, certainly the offense has carried Boston this season, but you can't
Absolutely.
Win 108 games just by hitting the baseball. You know, you
well, no, to... no, no. I mean, if Sale if Sale, our pitcher, our number one guy, is up to the task. He lost a lot of weight. He's extremely thin on a good day, and now he's even thinner than a glass of water. He's so thin. But if he can muster up and get a couple of good innings in for game one, David Price did the unthinkable. In 12 starts, he's lost all of them. The poor guy is, and I mean, he's not a hometown favorite. We will just leave it at that. But David did prove that he could pitch, and he did a brilliant job, and won a game, finally won a game. Okay, so we have that. We have a couple of, you know, we're going to just do what it takes. They're going to be using everybody and their brother to get these games won, and I think it's going to be easier for the Dodgers because they do have a good bullpen. They have the pitching. Will they be able to muster the runs, which they were not that great with the Brewers? So we'll see what happens.
You know, as it is a business talk show from time to time, there are some numbers we can talk about as well. You know, your Boston Red Sox did have the highest payroll in the major leagues this season, $228.4 million.
Yes. Yeah, they did.
The Dodgers had the third highest payroll at 197, and that prompted Dodger team president and CEO Stan Kasten to say, I think it's a little unfair to make us play these high payroll teams, but we're going to give it our best shot. And a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there, because the Dodgers, coming into this season, had the highest payroll in the majors for the previous 5 years.
Right. Isn't that funny? It is interesting. All right. What's your prediction?
Okay. This is going to be bold. I'm going to say Dodgers in six.
Really? Are you saying it because you really like the Dodgers?
Yes.
And you're and you're from the West Coast?
Well, wise man bet with head, not with heart. It's something that's followed me all my life. But in this case, you know, you're asking me to make a prediction. I have to go with my heart.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be the Red Sox, but we shall see how this all unfolds. But I think it's going to be one of the most entertaining World Series we've had in a long time. Don't you agree on that?
Yeah, no question about it. Good for baseball. Storied histories on both sides of the diamond. These teams have a lot to play for. One interesting stat is that when Kirk Gibson hit that home run 30 years ago in the World Series, when the Dodgers closed it out against Milwaukee on Saturday, and the nine starters on the field, only one of them, Justin Turner, was even born when Gibson hit that thing out. It's a young team.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they haven't known all that much adversity yet, so we'll see what happens.
It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great game. And do you know when the Dodgers, it was very expensive. The tickets for the World Series were very expensive before the Dodgers won. When they found out the Dodgers won, ticket prices went all the way up. And do you know why? Because people from L.A. will have the money to come and spend in Boston. So they said, you know what, they'll pay it. And the ticket prices went up like from 600 to 800 for standing room. Isn't that insane from the Ticketmaster people, the ticket brokers? But they were very bold about it. They said, yeah, the LA people will come and they'll bring their money, and it'll be a good game for the economy of the city and all that. And it will. I mean, we are going to see, you know, unfortunately, the weather will not be as accommodating as it is in L.A., as it is, you know, L.A. is pretty typical, beautiful weather. I can tell you right now that tomorrow is going to be rainy, and the low will be 44 and the high will be 55. Not a very warm day for baseball.
Yeah.
And Wednesday,
not ideal baseball conditions.
No, and Wednesday, Wednesday's going to be even colder.
Can I hit you with some Fenway press box trivia?
Yeah.
Went on a baseball tour in 2006, 30 ballparks in 63 days with my son.
I remember that, yes.
Fenway Park is the only press box, at least in 2006, that had a rule against wearing shorts up there in the press box.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Really,
I never knew that.
Protocol up there, and I thought that was impressive.
Yeah, they are. They really are. The announcers, even on the hottest days, wear suits and ties. And I think maybe 2 days when it goes over 95, they're allowed to wear a short sleeve shirt, a little Boston Red Sox or the network, golf shirt. That's it. So L.A., it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday in Boston. L.A., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 88, 86, 82. Not bad, not bad. And then if it comes back to Boston, it's going to be really cold. So, hey, Craig, thanks so much for being with us. Next time we're going to talk about basketball. We're going to talk about LeBron, how he's going to fare on this team, what's going to happen. It's going to be an interesting basketball season, that's for sure. Give us your website and your book, please.
Well, thanks, Frankie. The book is This Was Never About Basketball, and thiswasneveraboutbasketball.com is the website. And I'm working on the sequel right now, too. I'm about halfway through the first draft, so that's coming
up. Oh, good.
Year.
Cool. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking
baseball. The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and joining us now is Dr. Jean Moss right here on BizTalk Radio, physician and board-certified psychiatrist and an acknowledged expert in the science of human behavior. And he has served on the editorial boards of Behavior Therapy and the Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry. And he's also on the medical faculties of Georgetown University and the University of California at Los Angeles. And we are thrilled to have you with us, Doctor. Welcome. And tell us about your new book, please.
Well, I'd like very much to do that. I'm in Florida at the moment, and I'm suffering, as our other Floridians, because we have red tide. And I know in Boston, on occasion,
oh, yeah,
you've had red tide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The stench is terrible.
It's like you have severe bronchitis, and
yeah, it's horrible.
Surrounds the state now, and it's due to pollution fundamentally that comes down the Mississippi, pollutes the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
And we now have a dead patch in the Gulf of Mexico. I believe it's about the size of the state of Connecticut.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that. Now, where in Florida are you that you're...
Well, I'm sitting in Vero Beach, Florida, which is a little bit north of Palm Beach.
Right.
And
so that's the
beautiful
East Coast
area. But
that's the East Coast of Florida, which
that's on,
you know,
the Atlantic, right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But my business is in Los Angeles, where we say we don't like to breathe any air we can't see. Here, we're breathing air that we can't see, but it is very irritating. And we're polluting ourselves, frankly, out of existence. And that is a matter that I deal with in my latest novel, Retribution Fever. And Retribution Fever is what I call a semi-fictional novel. It's about survival. Survival of the human species, and survival of these United States of America. Survival in keeping with the vision of the founding fathers. And what is that vision? A democratic republic embracing the four freedoms of religion, speech, the press, and association. A nation that I would say characterized by moderation, prudence, and charity. And that is the framework for the book. Now, retribution fever is not about the who, like the president, and are we going to get a particular savior who's going to clear all our problems, or even the what, you know, specifically the plan or the program or the policy. What it's really about is the how. How do we survive?
Well, that is the question.
Nation?
Yeah.
And there's only one answer, science, specifically biobehavioral science, and its derivative, the science of human behavior. And, you know, in general, we Americans have rejected science to guide us societally. China, our enemy, has embraced it. We are a failing nation. China is a succeeding nation. And I've talked to a lot of people, and I don't think anyone has disagreed with me when I say it seems to me that we are engaged in a civil war. So, you know, people write books, and they get on television, and they get on radio, and they complain. But do they give solutions? And there is only one way to give a solution, and that's through science. You and I would not be talking on the telephone were it not for science. You would not be on the radio if it weren't for science.
Absolutely.
And many of your listeners even would not be alive if it weren't for science. So, retribution fever, what have I done? I presented a detailed blueprint how to resurrect the vision of our founding fathers, not based on personal opinion or abstract ideology, but based upon concrete fact, scientifically documented. Just this morning, I might say, that the AMA morning news, which I get over the Internet, had an article about Ebola hemorrhagic fever, which, as you know, has resurrected its ugly head in the Congo and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of control. And this article was saying that unlike 2014, when the last big scare with Ebola came, hospitals now are gearing up for patients with Ebola. And that's a pretty scary thought.
Very scary thought. I also saw a story that is very frightening, that most of the salt that we're consuming has small particles that have nothing to do with salt, nor do they look like salt.
Yeah. And what are those particles?
Plasticize.
Oh, yeah.
And that fiber that's being used in packaged foods is not real food. It's wood pulp. So the science is there. There's no doubt about it. My point and your point is that unless we wake up and start to understand the road we're down, headed down, and yet we don't seem to – convenience is the key. You know that and I know that. The only way that change is happening is if it is – you know, we can tell everybody what to do and how to do it. But unless it affects you or you're one of the few individuals that can make the change without the radical cancer or heart disease, you're not going to make the changes in getting rid of processed foods.
Well, you're absolutely correct when you say that education, in other words, telling people here's the problem and here's a targeted goal and here's the plan and we're going to measure it, just telling people that does not change their behavior. And there are studies to show that. My associates and I developed psychiatric programs, hospital-based across the board, and from child psychiatry, adolescent, adult, and behavioral medicine for really sick people. And we published in professional journals. And tens of thousands of patients benefited from these programs.
I get that, and I'm going to have you back because we have to continue this conversation. We're out of time, Doctor. Give us the website.
My pleasure.
Give me the website, please.
www.rfthebook.com.
Thank you so much, Doctor. We'll have you back to continue.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Be back
My
in
pleasure.
A moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile. In the sky, you get by
if you smile. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.